Warwick Hadfield is here now with the sport. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's start with the tennis. The Aussies aren't giving much way ahead of the Fed Cup final this weekend. The French, though, talking themselves up.
Yeah, look, Hamish, both teams took to the hustings yesterday, with the French claiming an advantage in local knowledge. Wellington Street, home of the city's eponymous arena, clearly the Paris end of town in Perth, if you were listening to Kristina Ladenovic. She was trumpeting the fact that her teammate, Elise Cornet, and the two of them have both won the Hopman Cup at that arena, and another teammate, Caroline Garcia, has also played there, and they all love it. They love the surface, the air cushion surface, which reduces their pain on their feet, and they just love the vibe of the Perth arena. And they're also spruiking their Federation Cup final experience, albeit losing experience, going down to the Czech Republic in 2016, and it has been a long time since Australia has been anywhere near the finals. Now, look, neither side has declared he'll be playing in the singles, although we can be certain Ashley Barty, who also loves the Perth Arena, if you're listening in the French hotel rooms, she'll be one of the Australians, and Ladenovic, probably the one for the first one chosen for the French. Now, she won the doubles at the WTA finals last week, and is one of the few to have beaten Barty in singles during the Australian's Annus Mirabilis. The Australian captain, Alicia Molik, keeping her cards close to her chest, is promising a decision soon on that second singles player, because she doesn't want either Ayla Tomljanovic or Sam Stosur going in mentally unprepared. I think all of yesterday's hustings were all about the mental side of what might happen on the weekend, Hamish.
Now, in rugby union, we've talked a little bit about this in recent weeks, but the three-person panel to find out what went wrong for the Wallabies at the World Cup has now been appointed.
Yeah, look, there are two former Wallabies, Pat Howard and Nathan Sharp, on a three-person panel, and the Olympic medal-winning rower Bo Hansen, these days an international sporting consultant, well, he's been asked to stick his oar in. There will be people in cricket and even a few in rugby football who will raise an eyebrow or two at the appointment of Pat Howard, given the state of the summer game when he left it last year. The panel, they're empowered to speak with everyone associated with the Wallabies, including the coach, Michael Checker, soon to be the departed coach, it should be said, to find out why the Wallabies departed the last World Cup so early, and then to come up with better ways to go about the next 4 years leading to the next World Cup. The halfback not throwing passes to to be intercepted by the opposition would be a good place to start, from most of the watching that I did of the Rugby World Cup, and perhaps a few other things like making sure you score a few points in the first 20 minutes or so. Plenty for Pat Howard, Nathan Sharp and Bo Hansen to look into, Hamish, that's for sure.
And in rugby league, or confusingly potentially AFL, Cooper Cronk has a new role with the GWS Giants.
Yeah, look, this continues the modern cross-pollination between the two sports. It really began when Cronk's old club, the Melbourne Storm, trained with Carlton at Princes Park. They probably claim teaching Israel Folau how to take a mark among many of the things they've achieved over the last few years, Carlton. Not much in AFL, though. Look, you can break this appointment down to one thing, really, though. The champion halfback is on the books at the Giants to teach them how to win a grand final. He played in nine, and he used his famous organisational skills to win four of those, and the Giants, of course, they're an infamous one, none from one, Hamish.
Cricket, and tongues are wagging. Did Steve Smith give just a little hint that he'd like to captain Australia again?
Hamish, what a tantalising hint it was too, given the way he's been batting since he returned from his enforced sabbatical, while saying all the right things about being happy where he is, just concentrating on his own game, etc., etc. He then casually tossed in that he plays better under the pressure of captaincy. And if that's the case, and the Australian Cricket Republic is ready enough to forgive, if not entirely forget, and accept his reinstatement post the Tim Payne interregnum, we'll need to coin something beyond Brad Burness, because white ball, red ball, we've already seen little like the way Steve Smith has batted in 2019, and we're in for a little bit more of it in the next T20 and the Test Series against Pakistan as well.
It's quite the redemption story. In basketball, the Southside Flyers will defend their unbeaten record against the Canberra Caps tonight.
Yes, Hamish, the Flyers, the new team in the competition, 6-6, hosting the fourth place Caps, who are a much better side at home than they are on the road, which they are against both the top of the table Melbourne sides over the next 4 days. Additionally, tonight the Caps come up against the peripatetic Leilani Mitchell, who played for them last season before switching to the Flyers this season, where in quick time she's formed a lethal combination with Jenner O'Hay and the American import Mercedes Russell. Also tonight, it's the Fire against the Flames. Hardly incendiary at all, though. Last playing second last, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much. Talk to you
tomorrow. Good on you, Hamish.